with SRN News, Amrit Thomason. Although they are a tiny minority in Pakistan, where Islam is the dominant religion, Pakistani Christians are celebrating Christmas, a holiday this worshipper says.
It basically reminds us that we have to be together. We have to be in a community and spread peace, joy, love, happiness.
War has tarnished Christmas observances in Ukraine, where there have been more Russian missile and drone attacks today, targeting the country's energy infrastructure. This Christmas celebration is out of this world, literally. Two astronauts stranded on board the International Space Station, taking part in celebrations up there.
Butch Wilmore and Sunny Williams have received fresh ingredients and gifts from home, sent via the SpaceX Dragon capsule. They'll enjoy a meal together, listen to Christmas music, watch films, and talk to their families back on Earth.
The BBC's Camilla Mills says Wilmore and Williams due back home in March. Also at SRNnews.com, roughly half of those on board, 32 people, survived the crash of an Azerbaijani airliner in Kazakhstan. The plane, which took off from the Azerbaijani capital, was headed to the Russian city of Grozny when it went down. Well, just in case you might have missed it.
The bald eagle is now a national bird of the United States. President Biden signed a bill into law on Tuesday to correct what had long gone unnoticed and designate the bald eagle as the national bird. The bald eagle's been a symbol of the United States for more than 240 years, appearing on the nation's Great Seal since the design was finalized in 1782. That year, Congress also designated the bald eagle as the national emblem, but the honor of becoming the national bird had remained elusive until now. Keith Peters reporting.
This is SRN News. A Florida woman is convicted of vandalizing a pro-life pregnancy center.
It happened in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision to repeal Roe v. Wade. Multiple centers across Florida and across the country were attacked by angry pro-abortion advocates, including Gabriela Oropeso of Cooper City. She now faces up to 10 years in prison when she is sentenced in March. Several other women who participated in the attacks have already pleaded guilty. Their actions include painting threatening messages on the buildings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed suit against the NCAA to prevent males from playing on female sports teams, arguing that it misleads fans. The lawsuit filed in state district court argues the NCAA is violating the Texas Trade Practices Act, which protects consumers from deceptive business practices. The lawsuit is the latest attempt by conservative politicians to protect women's sports and the health of female athletes. This is SRN News. In Brazil, allegations of slavery-like conditions at a Chinese electric vehicle plant construction site.
Officials released videos of the dorms where the construction workers were staying, which showed beds with no mattresses. At one site, there was only one toilet for every 31 workers. The workers had been hired in China by one of the contractors on site. Officials say the contractor confiscated the workers' passports and held 60% of their wages. Those who quit would be forced to pay for their airfare from China and for their return ticket. BYD is one of the world's largest producers of electric cars. The company says it will immediately terminate the contract with that contractor and is studying other appropriate measures. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The final group of striking hotel workers in San Francisco has reached a tentative agreement for a new contract with Hilton, bringing an end to a strike that lasted 3 months. More details at SRNnews.com.